Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. Oh boy, I'm your host, man. Michael Horn, along with the all-pro defensive end, acting legend. Maybe these are better than the Sennheisers, come to think of it. Sennheisers must have been burnt out. We have Sennheiser headphones that are wonderful, but apparently earwax was building up over the 20 years we had them. And so these new things here, what are these guys anyway? These are
you should keep ATH. That earwax. You should keep the earwax.
These are the ATH BSWs, you high-end audio aficionados. BSW, Broadcast Supply Warehouse. Good stuff. They trash everything around here. Look at the way Fred wears his headphones, everybody. We're on TV as well as radio. And Fred has got these things in the very back of his head like he's in a jogathon or something. You put them across the top here.
No,
they cover
don't.
My bald spot
no,
right here.
Don't. Well, I mean,
it's good. I don't need any top coverage when I do the show here. It's great. I never see the bald spot except I have one of those video cameras in my driveway, and when I come in, I go, like, who's that guy trying to rob me? Look at that bald guy. And I go, oh, well, that's me.
That's you.
Yeah, then I don't like to look at it anymore. Welcome to the show, everybody.
It's confusing as hell.
I'm Michael Horn. I'm just the host here. The star of our program is that man there, the all-pro defensive end.
That's right.
The acting legend, the star of Hunter, the one and only Fred Dreher. Can I compliment
Thanks
you for
so
a second?
Much. Thanks so much.
Can I compliment you?
I don't know.
Okay, so you know, I have MeTV, and there's MeTV Plus. And the other night, I recorded a show with David Jansen. I thought this has got to be a good one. No, it wasn't Hawaii Five-0.
Oh,
you're
sorry.
Watching that one with the true McGarrett. Even though I like the new one better now, this other guy had the spit curl. That
spit
your mom
curl,
liked.
Yeah, my mom liked that one.
And so this, well, we don't have time to talk about it, but so we'll make you hold on. I got to tell you, this is an important story.
Oh, okay.
That'll probably change your lives, and you'll be around the water coolers.
Sure, I'm sure it will.
By the way, did we get a memo out to wear the same colors here on the show today? Mike Gary's close to us as well, too.
That's this is a blue gray, and that's kind of like
I'm a gray blue
purple.
So we kind of match. We're split complementaries.
No,
if you put us
no,
on
no,
in a tie,
actually.
We'll look great. Can we do a shout-out to our operations manager, Mr. Mike Gary, does a great job on the show, and our producer, Jeremy Dayton, who we've got all the producers here. He actually puts the channels we're on, radio stations on Sports Byline on CRN Digital Talk Radio, XM Channel 203 on Saturdays, XM or Sirius Channel 217, and on the web there at Channel 967. You can listen to us all the time in the Sports Lounge. We'll be back. I'm Michael Horn. I think Fred will join us.
Yeah, I'll be here. Hello, everyone. Fred Dreher here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance7 is your answer. Balance7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance7. Seven works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping. Plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to Balance7.com. And don't forget the code word. word, Fred.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
I want to thank our crack staff for giving us the great holiday music. This one here is called A Snowball Fight. Take a listen. It's an instrumental. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to everybody. So good. This is one of the newer holiday tunes. Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Fred Dreyer. Let me just say this compliment to you, Fred Dreyer, and I'm watching TV, and there was nothing on. You know, it's the end of the season. They say the winter-fall finale, and then you got to wait till January for shows to pick back up. So I start watching MeTV, and I see a show up there, and I go, like, Harry, oh, I think I remember when that show was on, a detective series, and David Janssen starring in this?
Yes,
my God. Richard Diamond, private investigator. I'm thinking this is good. You know, the fugitive for all those years, searching for the one-armed guy that he couldn't find for 13 seasons. I'm thinking this will be a good one. And so there's the opening with, you know, Harry O, and it's got Anthony Zerbe is in this. I'm thinking, what great casting in this show. And then I watched the show, and it's the most boring show I've ever seen. It was a ripoff of Hunter. I'm sorry to say, I love David Janssen, but it just didn't do it for me. I think
we were way past.
Oh, yeah.
I think we were way past.
Yeah, you had a beautiful sidekicks, a co-star of the show.
Yeah.
You know, Anthony Zerbe couldn't hold a candle there to Stephanie. And it's
he had no girl on the show.
Therein was one of the problems. But he narrates things, too. At one point, he goes, the suspect was seen walking out of a candy store.
That's what I was telling you about the scripts.
Yeah.
The form of the show is supposed to be, you're supposed to let, it's either a closed mystery or an open mystery.
Yeah.
Being the difference is the audience is ahead of Hunter or behind Hunter. And that makes for a good hour entertainment. But, you know, when you get stuff like this, they don't know what they want to do, so they start telling everybody what the show's about.
It's great. Did they ever do that sequel, that spinoff series of your Hunter series, the one called Wild Game Hunter? Did they ever have that?
Yes, they did. Thank you, Mike.
That was great.
I was looking for that the other night.
I know. It was a great
now
one.
I'm inspired to go home and look for it.
It's one of your ideas, I'm sure. All right, we got a guest here today. We got stuff to talk about here. Baker Mayfield.
Well, first of all, let me just say this. Look,
please. It's your show.
Well, yeah.
Hold on. Let me give you a one shot. Hang on. There we go. All right. It's all yours.
This is baseball, and they're down in San Diego, and they're getting ready to give people a lot of money for free agents. Trevor Bauer was with the Dodgers a couple of years ago, and he got stuck. He's a pitcher, and he got stuck. He's a heck of a pitcher, by the way. And he got stuck with, this woman claims that he pounded her brains in, and he denied it. And they found that the police found that there was no charges to be filed.
They investigated. They criminal investigated charges.
Nothing was found. And she clearly is on tape saying she set him up.
So we thought we'd bring in a guy that didn't do that, but a baseball pitcher, to see if it gets that bad during the season that you have to fabricate things. Anyway, we have the great Matt Young, who a great left-hander. Let's just bring him on the show here if we can here. Yeah. Matt Young, are you there?
I am here. Hello, Michael. Hello, Fred. How are you guys?
We're great now that you're here. So Matt,
I can't hear him.
Turn your headsets up there. There you go.
You have to turn it on.
I told you. You got to get the headsets going there. Oh, so, Matt Young, how many teams did you play for? I know you were at Seattle. You're with the Dodgers. Who else?
I ended up playing with five teams: Seattle, the Dodgers, Oakland A's, Boston Red Sox, and Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, so that makes you a great star and celeb because you're known in all these markets over there, so your value goes up as a radio personality here. And so we asked you on this show because you don't know Trevor Bauer, but our question is simply this. What the heck happened to Trevor Bauer? Everybody's signing pitchers here and there. Here's a guy that was a dang good pitcher, and he gets caught up in this thing, and there's no charges that are pressed against him. And yet in baseball, what the heck's going on? Nobody's even mentioning this guy.
Well, the Major League Baseball suspended him for two seasons.
Yes.
And obviously he's appealing that, and the appeal hasn't gone through. But I would think the fact that the police decided to file no charges is kind of a good heads up of where this thing is going. You know, when did baseball all of a sudden become the moral compass for life?
Yeah, it's like baseball is the blackballing him from playing, and no charges were proven. As a matter of fact, I think, Fred, you mentioned this, and Matt, we talked before you went on the air. Wasn't there like a tape where the woman that did this says, hey, I got my hooks into him now? I mean, she's kind of set this thing up to try to draw cash.
She's been doing this with other people.
Is that true, Matt? Did you hear that same story?
I heard that has happened with one or two other players.
Yeah.
And yes, I think she texted her friend. It came out that she texted her friend, I got my hooks in him now.
Yeah. And so this is clearly, I think, when the police saw this, they said, look, let baseball handle it. Do what you want to do under the guise of baseball rules. But as far as we're concerned, we're not filing charges, which is if you were to have seen her face before.
Oh yeah,
she looked like she was hammered out. You know,
and apparently,
she fell out of a building or something.
Yeah, she did that to herself because when she left, there was pictures
right.
of her that she wasn't beat up in any way. So here's the thing, Fred and Matt, it's like. Nobody in the media talks ever about, hey, Trevor Bauer is in his second year, whatever. Hasn't 2 years gone by? Shouldn't he be eligible to go ahead and play now?
Well, I think he missed half the season in 2021.
Okay.
He didn't pitch at all last year. And his contract is through 2023. So I don't think they gave him time served on the suspension.
Wow.
I got to tell you something, Matt. This whole thing stinks. And
so he's getting no money. Huh?
What's going to happen is there's going to be a backlash on this deal. And this woman should be named. I don't know why they're not.
I don't
not.
Think she ever was, but whatever. It doesn't matter. It's
well,
like.
Well, you want to know. Well, wait a minute. I mean, does this guy want to play baseball or not? Are they telling him, hey, look. We're going to suspend you for these next 2 years. He's halfway there on the second year. So what are we going to do? You're going to confess that you pounded her brains in? You guys had a little deal going on? No. He says, I have no, she, this woman is a reprobate, and she's clearly, you know, at fault here. She tried to set me up. She, I'm sure he told everybody that whole story.
Sure.
And now he's sitting there with no job and no money. He's not getting paid while he's being suspended.
He's not. Okay, that's what I was.
No, not at all.
Yeah,
you know, it sounds like the epitome of a honey trap.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and no one in the media has brought this up, saying, "Hey, what's going on with this guy? Is he gonna? Is that's why we wanted to have somebody on you on at least to talk about this." And again, you don't know Trevor; none of us know him. But it's like, what's the deal?
Nope.
I mean, is he gonna come back? Is he gonna play out the another half a year? Is he eligible mid season to go ahead and play again? Will he be under contract to the Dodgers? Is he a free agent? What's the deal?
Hey, here's the other thing.
The one thing that does amaze me is you know, obviously this all happened in a bedroom. And why is baseball getting involved with what happened in a bedroom?
Yeah, I'm sure other things happen all the time that no one knows about.
Well, I'm trying to figure out where is the investigative reporters who are now saying, and let's not talk about it. Major League Baseball told the press to shut up.
I think you're right.
It's clear that's what they did. I'm guessing on it, but it's clear that that's what they did.
Wouldn't surprise me.
We don't even have her name. We don't have anything about her, although we've got everything we need to know here about Trevor Bauer.
And he's not talking
and
to anybody.
He's not saying anything to anybody at all.
So be quiet, Trevor.
Where's the reporter?
Yeah, you think he's got? Hang on, let's take a quick break. We'll come back more. Matt Young is our guest here. Thanks for joining us here. It's the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer on Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio, and Sirius XM. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
It's Christmas time right now. Go and get a cow. Bring it to the bow. Take the ship to sea. And it's happiness for you and me. That's a new Christmas tune that we have here on the show. Happy holidays to all of you. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer in the Sports Lounge. And our guest, ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Matt Young, played for five Major League Baseball teams, a great left-hander. Matt, you were a starter when you first came up, right?
Oh, I did a little bit of everything. You know, you gotta be able to adapt to survive.
And Tommy John surgery, I recall, and you joined the Dodgers shortly thereafter. Am I right?
I had Tommy John surgery when I was with the A's, and happened to play with the Dodgers the year before that.
So we got to tell that story later here in the show, but we're talking about Trevor Bauer, who seems, for my money here, he's been cancel culture has come to this guy in freaking baseball, where this guy supposedly is accused of trying to strangle or beating up this woman, and there's a picture of her in the bed next to him smiling and everything, and she texts her friend and says, hey, I got my hooks into him now, and then the police do an investigation, no criminal charges that we know of are pressed, but nobody is saying anything more about it. Everybody's looking for starting pitching. They're talking about Justin Verlander, all these people going here, there. What about Trevor Bauer? We heard that he's been suspended by Major League Baseball for 2 years. Does that end at the beginning of next season? Does it start in the middle? Is there any sports reporter anywhere that can give a report on this so the audience knows what's going on with the guy?
Well, if I may jump in here.
Yeah.
Look, this thing's been going on now for 2 years. And you're not going to see anything until his time is up. Bauer's time is up.
Right.
But in the meantime, there's nobody, you know, they're all going to run out to Dodger Stadium or out to his house, and they're going to try and get him to tell us everything that happened, everything that went down. But there's a gag order, certainly, because no one's saying anything. I want to know why. Where is the acknowledgement from mainstream media? There's that word again. Why don't we have an explanation as to what the hell? You can talk about the scenario. You can say, this is Trevor Bauer. This is what happened. This is what he claims. This is this no-name ditz who now is saying, she was hammered out, pounded, and thrown out of a building and hung by her ankles and the whole deal. And nothing has transpired.
We don't know exactly what you're saying.
Nothing has transpired.
That didn't necessarily happen.
Where is the? Have you seen her face?
Yeah, saw the face, yeah. and we saw it, but now no one's talking about it.
That's right.
Yeah, Matt Young, our guest. You thought that there's a gag order here. Trevor's not able to talk. Is that what you're thinking?
I'm assuming that. You know, and if I was him, I wouldn't say a word until MLB rules on
true
on his suspension because he's appealing it.
Yeah.
So, you know, why would you say something
that's very
to
true
hurt your cause?
No. What I meant, forgive me if you misunderstood.
No, I understood what you're saying.
I'm talking about the press. I'm talking about the press.
Right.
The press should be curious, and they're not.
You're saying, Fred, there's a gag order on the press, it seems like. They're not asking questions.
I think the press knows what's going on, and they've been told to comply.
If you ask those questions, if you're a member of the press and you go into the locker room of a Major League Baseball team and ask that question, you probably don't get invited back in the locker room. Am I correct on that, Fred? Matt, you think that's true? If I went in there and tried to ask those questions, say, who's that guy? Get him out of here.
Oh, I think they could blackball you very easily.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think that's why you don't have those hard-hitting questions sometimes. Instead of, hey, what did you think of that 3-2 pitch in the ninth? You know, that was that's kind of a question that's asked, which is all right. But this is something that kind of concerns everybody. And there's I don't think it's just us that are wondering what's going on with this guy. He's kind of like the forgotten guy. So I guess time is going to tell here on this. None of the three of us have heard of anything that's going to go on, right?
Well, I think, Matt, the fix is in, as it were, and they're told not to do anything. Trevor has not been paid anything on his salary. And so what are we to think? In the meantime, the Dodgers are suffering with no pitching. Every team suffers with no pitching, but the Dodgers especially, they don't have any pitching. They don't have any starters. They keep losing starters left and right. So
yeah, they lost three pitchers to free agency.
Can their farm system bring it up a little bit, Matt? What do you think?
Well, it is taxing on the farm system. They've been forced to use their farm system and probably bring guys up sooner than they've wanted to, but that's why you have a farm system. And if you don't think those guys have the ability to pitch at the level you want to pitch at next year, then you have to go out and get somebody.
Seems like shortstops are at a premium now. Salaries are going up. Seems like center fielders are at a premium. Aaron Judge goes back to the Yankees. I think that's good. What do you think of the multi-year contracts in baseball, Matt Young? I think if I'm an owner, I'm not touching them. If something happens and the guy's arm goes out or he falls into it. Look at Cody Bellinger was the rookie of the year or whatever, the most valuable player, and all of a sudden he stinks for two more years and he's still commanding $17 million he gets from the Cubs.
Yeah, that kind of is a head scratcher, but maybe they saw something in his approach to hitting where they thought they could help him. He's still a great defensive player.
Well, I got to tell you something, Matt. I mean, this kid was given every opportunity to be successful here, and they don't. They don't have any qualms about letting them go, and I agree with them. What are you going to do? The guy's going to go to Chicago, and their pitching coach is going to say, if you drop your shoulder, I think you'll be all right. And he turns out to be an MVP again. I mean, I don't think that's the case.
As Yogi Berra once said, 50% of this game is 90% mental.
Is it? Now, Matt, you got to tell this story because the great legendary baseball manager, Tommy Lasorda, you joined the Dodgers shortly after coming over from the Oakland A's as playing in the bullpen. And tell us about that first call to the bullpen after you joined the Dodgers shortly after Tommy John's surgery. You're back and you get a call. And what does Tommy Lasorda want? Does he want you to warm up in the game?
Well,
what's the deal?
Just to kind of set the table a little bit, no pun intended, just to set the table, I had pitched two nights in a row, and Tommy usually calls down to find out how your arm's doing.
Right.
About the sixth inning, he called down, and Mark Cressy, our bullpen manager, our bullpen coach, said, "Hey, Matt, Tommy wants to talk to you." I'm thinking, Tommy. Tommy wants to find out how my arm's doing to see if I can pitch tonight, So I go over to the phone. I said, "Yes, Skip, what's up?" He said, "Hey, that buddy of yours that owns the pizza parlor in La Cañada? You think you could call him and have him bring food for after the game? We don't have any."
So his call to you is to go ahead and bring some pizza down to the stadium.
Go in my office and use my phone and call your buddy.
That's really something else. I'm telling you. It is, that's a Tommy number one genius story there for you. And, I'm sure many more on the Dodgers that were there. Baseball, though, now I'm telling you, what do you think of these long contracts, these 8-year contracts, 9 years? I mean, something can happen to a player over that period of time.
Yeah, I agree. And it's obviously they're getting pretty far up there.
Yeah,
I missed it. I missed it by one generation, Mike.
I know.
You missed the window of opportunity to get overpaid.
That's it. All right, let's talk a little football here if we can just for a second, because the Rams, they bring on a guy that's claimed off waivers, Baker Mayfield, because the Rams lose their starting quarterback, and they're trying to get something going here a little bit. What do you guys think about this? Fred, start with you a little bit. Is this going to be
what?
Baker Mayfield? Is he going to make it with the Rams here because of the coach here? A lot of people saying with the right coach, this may be what Baker Mayfield needs.
Well, look, just because he's a free agent, nobody except for the Rams claimed him, by the way.
Right.
Okay. So that doesn't bode well for Baker Mayfield. We talked earlier about McVay sitting next to him on a flight from Vegas, I think it was, and he impressed the coach, and the coach said, why not give the kid a flyer? He's probably going to be out of football here at the end of the year if he doesn't stick. So they're going to give him a shot. He's going to come in, and I think it's a great gesture by the Rams and by McVay. I don't know how realistic it is to assume that he'll, again, find the magic bullet to turn things around. But you never know. Matt, I think you can apply this same thing to pitchers. How do pitchers fail for 5-6 years of their career, get picked up off of waivers, and then suddenly they win the Cy Young? I mean, what the hell happens there? It's the same thing.
Yeah, that exact same thing happened to Dave Stewart. His pitching coach, Dave Duncan in Oakland, taught him how to throw a forkball. And that became just an outstanding pitcher, a nasty pitch. And, he always had the mental capacity to do it. He's always a fierce, fierce competitor. Now he had the pitch to make him a fierce competitor. There's stories of it happening.
The one thing that I don't understand, how come the pitcher himself doesn't figure that out?
Sometimes, I don't know. What do you think, Matt? You need a coach to straighten you out.
You're assuming everybody has brains.
But if I'm a pitcher and I'm on my way out, I got to make sure that I'm going to use every possible thing.
Well, that's
stand.
You, but you got to.
No, but that's
hang
common
on,
sense.
We'll take a break and come back
that's
with
common
more.
Sense.
It's the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wine, spirits, beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Priced so amazingly low, low, low.
Bring more joy to your world when you find what you love and love what you find. Always lowest prices at Total Wine and more.
If you have certain chronic conditions, such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52,
36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
For all your printing needs this holiday, Staples has you covered.
I need custom printed holiday cards for my one-of-a-kind business.
Staples has you covered.
It's beginning to look a lot like I need custom party invites. Fast.
I need cards for everyone who gave me a hand this year, without spending an arm and a leg.
Staples has you covered with personalized holiday cards and invites. And now save 40% on custom holiday cards and invitations. For everything you need printed, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online ends 12/17. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
Get everyday banking with a better vibe. A vibe that feels like you woke up on the right side of the bed, found the perfect parking spot, or found your keys where you left them. Get the NetSpend All Access account. Reinventing modern, everyday mobile banking with perks that add up. Banking services provided by Pathward NA. Get started today at netspend.com. Deposit account is established by Pathward NA, member FDIC. Deposit account opening is subject to registration and ID verification. Terms and costs apply.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Why is that? Well, if you ask someone with one of the latest and greatest phones from Cricket, they might tell you it's because of the amazing phones, like the new iPhone 14 that lets you capture stunning photos in low and bright light. Plus, they'd probably tell you about the fast nationwide 5G included with all plans that lets you stream, text, talk, and more, all at 5G speeds. Yeah, they might mention something like that. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Our guest, Matt Young, who, of course, one of the great pitchers of all time with the Dodgers and the Oakland A's and Seattle and Cleveland. And what one did I forget, Matt?
Yankees and the Orioles and the Red Sox.
Yeah, all those. By the way, during that break, our producer of the show, Jeremy Dane, came in and says, you just described every player that the Orioles have ever had.
Couldn't pitch.
They left the team, and they get it. The Dodgers do a lot of this reclamation project things. They had it with Tyler Anderson, Andrew Heaney, when they signed him last year. I thought, what's going on with this guy? And he was incredible last year, and he signed like a two-year deal now. Unfortunately, not with the Dodgers, but there you go. So coaching means a big deal now. Am I right about in baseball?
Yeah, you're correct. You're correct. Yeah, I mean, you think about the great Rick Honeycutt, who was the Dodger pitching coach prior to Mark, prior to the last 2 years.
So Mark Cressy.
For 14 years. And during that span, obviously they give him pretty good arms to work with, but still, during that span, they won the ERA title four or five times. They were second four or five times, and they were third.
Yeah,
three or four times. So I mean, they were never worse than maybe one time they were worse than third in the ERA title. So that tells me that that's a pitching coach that's really prepared and prepares each player, and and the pitchers have to buy in to what he's talking about too.
I think Mark Pryor's going to be the same type of a pitching coach.
He's been doing well with these guys.
Yeah, I don't know Mark that well, but I'm sure he is. I talked to Rick about it. Rick likes him. Rick thinks he's going to do real well.
Who's Rick?
Rick Honeycutt.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure we got in there. I thought maybe you were
talking. My buddy.
Yeah, I like Rick Honeycutt.
Cutty.
He's a good guy. Hey, Matt, thanks for being with us. You got to come back in studio with us next time. Will you do it?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Pleasure going on with you.
Mike is just chomping at the bit to buy you dinner. So.
Oh, yeah, that's good, Fred. Thank you very much.
That's the only way you're going to be able to squeeze it.
Matt and I are going to dinner after the show. Too bad you can't join us. Matt Young, thanks so much for being with us, buddy.
Okay, thanks, guys. Talk to you soon. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, but
there goes Matt Young. He's one of the all-time greats. We love him. He's a good guy, and he's here to help us out with baseball stuff. Let's go to the let's finish with Baker Mayfield first off. This guy, you know, Howard Price does our sales here, and he's a huge Oklahoma fan. And he says, Baker Mayfield, one of the greats in college. He just did great. He worked so well, and he played, and he goes to the pros, and it just doesn't happen, you know? And it's like, what's the deal there, Fred?
Has anybody talked about why the number one draft pick in all of pro football, a guy who had stardom written all over him, failed so miserably?
Exactly. They haven't. They have not done that. What do you think it is?
Here it is again. Why isn't somebody talking to this kid? Why isn't somebody having a conversation on somebody's show to specifically lay down the questions of what the hell happened to this talent? The kid was talented. What happened? And nobody has said anything about it. It's the damnedest thing in sports, you know. And my basic opinion on the LA sports scene is people don't want to upset the Dodgers.
Well, it could be. I don't know. Maybe. But it's other teams as well, too. They don't talk about it with other teams. Yeah. So it's like, you know, I just wonder what's going on. I mean, you talk about Patrick Mahomes played Baker Mayfield in that Texas-Oklahoma game or whatever. It was like a killer game and one of the great college games of all time. And it's like, you know, Mahomes goes on to do really well. Baker Mayfield does not, you know. So,
well, here's the other thing. We talked about this the other night, too. You know, Mahomes has great talent. There's something in his makeup, his genetic makeup, to where he's able to see where others don't. He has a feel
for it.
You got
that. You're right.
He has vision. He has a peripheral vision. He has the ability to see what it is that you have to do to complete passes. He sees three-dimensionally, certainly. But you know, now you got, you know what I'd take Baker Mayfield and I'd put him with Mahomes. I'd take him after he clears waivers next year, which he will. If I'm the Kansas City Chiefs, I grab that kid and I put him with Mahomes.
Interesting. Good thought.
And I would just let them hang out. You know, you pay him a little money to hang around. But I would get inside this guy's head, because somewhere in there he was told a long time ago in organized football no to this and yes to that. And the truth of the matter is, you know, all these guys are left alone. You come out of a college system, you know, you're going to see what's the kid's name? Caleb, USC quarterback. What's his name? Caleb something. And he's going to be able to come into the league as a high draft choice after he wins the Heisman. And there's going to be an opportunity for him to, right at the very beginning, choose the coaches that he wants to have influence his career. And he's got to be able to do that. There has to be somebody in Caleb's corner that says, we're not going to that team, that team, that team. We're not going to Cleveland. We already saw what happened there. Baker Mayfield, you know, floundered in Cleveland. There's nobody there to help him at all whatsoever. So let's decide how we're going to make sure this guy makes it. And that's how you're going to get either something out of Baker Mayfield, or he's just going to be he's going to go to college and be a color commentator.
You have to, you know, it's a difference of people and the person. And you know, Matt Young mentioned you got to have a brain that puts it really basic. But you know, when you talk about, you know, when I talked to you, Fred Dreyer, off the air, and you were saying, hey, when you were playing football, you know, and they'd go to a TV commercial break, a lot of the players are looking in the fans to see if there's some good-looking girls up there or whatever. You would look on the sidelines at the opposing coach. You would look at the quarterback. You would look and see if what's the next play is going to be. You would take advantage of every little thing you could see to get an advantage on the game. And I think that takes a certain player, and maybe it's the way you were educated or brought up or whatever it might be, that you look at something and you want to be the best at what you do, so you're going to take every little thing you can do and make it work to your advantage. And I think that's the difference in players, you know. Well, you think about it.
You're right. There's an inner intelligence, curiosity that is in people. You're a good hitter. Ask Ted Williams. You're a good hitter. You're a great hitter. You're a okay hitter. How do you get better at, no matter what level you come in at? How do you get better? It takes the player itself a ton of time, introspection, and asking questions in order to improve. And Baker Mayfield is a smart kid. You don't know how smart, but somewhere down the road, somebody has to be sitting up in the stands or watching on TV and saying, you know, if Baker Mayfield would do this, this, and this, and stop doing that, that, and that, you know, then you might he might get a get an opportunity to improve himself and catch on to a team.
Case in point with baseball, Kirk Gibson, 1988 World Series. Who would have remembered that a coach told you, hey, if you get into a 3-2 count and you're going up against Dennis Eckersley, you know, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get a backdoor slider. And so he was laying on that pitch and knocked it out of the park with a bad leg.
He studied.
That's using your brain and studied to know what's going on. I think a lot of people sometimes, you know, are guilty of not studying. You know, instead they want to just go out and have a good time or whatever. So that makes a difference. You got to look at that. If I'm going to be a general manager of a sports team, football, baseball, basketball, hockey, I want to know what the makeup of the guy's brain is to see if he's going to win me a championship.
So much of success comes from visualization. How are you seeing? How do you see? If you're a defensive end or a tackle or a quarterback or whatever the position you play, how is it that you're going to be able to solve problems and elevate yourself? You mentioned, you know, the things I did. I did those things relentlessly. I watched body language. I watched coaches on the sideline, wig-wag signals. And it sounded silly, but you try to figure out what it is that they want to try and do. And if you're constantly involved in problem solving, you've got a chance to do it, and you have personal skills that you need to sharpen, and that's the only way you're going to do it.
I'm telling you, it happens in everyday business and life too. Let's say hi to some people. Nikki is on our Facebook Live feed right now. You can go to Facebook Live. You can go email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com as well. Nikki checking in from Nebraska. Lee is saying from Cleveland, Ohio, you're still looking good over there. And Bernard wants to know, Fred, what do you think the Dodgers' biggest priority should be in free agency right now?
Shortstop and starting pitching.
All right, Lori says baking Christmas cookies while she's listening. Nikki is wearing headphones as comfy as you can, she says. Paul Stern, neighbor Paul from out in Palm Springs, is saying Phil Villapiano lives down the street from me, and he told me to say hello. Do you know him at all?
Phil Villapiano?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, who
yeah,
was he?
Yeah, I know. He was a linebacker for the Raiders.
There you go. So, okay, Raider fans, there you go. Tuned in to Paul. Get him to tune into the show, if you would. Thank you, Paul, for that comment. Rachel says, hey, Fred Dreyer and Mike Horn from Birmingham, Alabama. Kathy is listening from Lawndale, your old haunts there.
Yep.
Pamela said, Matt Young is another great guest on the show. You gentlemen do the best interviews and have the most interesting discussions anywhere, always fantastic.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
that's the idea.
That's it. Now, we've got a couple of things to go to here in the if we can here. Let me grab my paper of notes here from emails that are out there right now. And we've got an email here. This one comes to us from Ann in Arizona. She says, really enjoyed the discussion between Fred Dreyer and Vince Ferragamo on last week's show. Two classy gentlemen. Hey, Ann, as I recall, I think I was there on the show as well.
But three classy gentlemen. But you it
never
really
mind.
Didn't
never
really
mind.
Make it. You didn't really make
she
it.
She said Fred is still number one, just for
of
you.
Course.
The football owners should hire them, meaning Fred and Vince, okay, to give seminars to the young players on how to handle themselves. If they listen, it's another story, a different world today. There you go.
See, there it is. There it is.
Ann is right on the head, Ted there. And speaking of on the Ted, Ted is there from Long Beach, and he says, Land's End. By the way, that's being played right now on television on one of the networks, and I forget which one it is. Land's End is such an underrated show. Great rapport between you and Jeffrey Lewis. Can you talk at all about what working with Jeffrey Lewis and Tim Thomerson was like?
Well, you know, Jeff was a very introspective actor, very easy blasé, and I always used to make a comment that here's another scene we're about to do, Jeff, in which you don't have to care anything about. Because his whole idea of acting was not caring about it.
He was with Clint Eastwood as well, too.
Yeah, he was a lot with Eastwood and stuff. Every Which Way But Loose and all those shows.
So you Land's End, Hunter, all over Harry.
And
O.
Tim Thomerson was my dear friend from San Diego State.
I
met him down there in 1966-67.
Good questions, everybody. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. We'll take a break, come back with more. It's the Sports Lounge. Don't go away.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And if we can hear a little bit, we got some emails in here. We got one from Pam, our photographer. She says, sharing some photos with a Minnesota connection. She says, your friend, Jesse Ventura, retired wrestler from the WWF, actor and politician, actually served as governor of Minnesota in 1999 to 2003, made a cameo appearance in 1985. He played a wild man under arrest who had a terrible toothache, so Hunter punches him in the jaw and knocks his tooth out. Jesse is happy, silly, but very funny. You remember that scene, Fred?
Yeah, I do. Jesse was hilarious, and he really made it work. You know, it's one thing to write this stuff in a script. It's another thing to be able to pull it off. And Jerry's
holding the tooth.
He's very, very physical actor.
We'll post a picture of Jesse holding the tooth and Fred Dreyer as Hunter kind of smiling. Then she says the legendary Jane Russell, 1921 to 2011, played a movie star in the 1986 A Hunter episode. Miss Russell was born in Minnesota, although the family moved to Southern California when she was a child. One of the class acts that
she had
on the
great.
Show.
She was great. We had a lot of laughs. She was really a good guest.
James Hong, as 93, appeared in 2 episodes of Hunter. He was born in Minneapolis, earned his engineering degree from the University of Minnesota, worked as a civil engineer in Los Angeles, acted part-time on vacation or days off before becoming a full-time actor. And you had him on the show as well.
Yeah, he was good as well.
Yeah, and then finally, she says, Dorothy Lyman was also born in Minnesota in 1947. She was in a 1989 Hunter episode playing a police dispatcher, best known for Mama's Family and All My Children, Thanks always. She wants your comments and appreciates you, Fred.
Well, these are all great actors, and these people are made every one of our shows a lot better.
All right, email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's how you get the emails into him. Here, I answer questions for you. Don't forget, we're on Facebook Live, we're on Tiki Live, we're on CRN Talk. We're everywhere here with our video as well, too, on the show. So check it out. Go to our website, crntalk.com. Hit the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer. And again, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and freddreyer@crntalk.com. Final thought from you, Fred?
Yeah, there is. We're closing in on the end of the year, and it's Christmas, and I want everybody to have a great, great, great Christmas.
We'll see you next week, everybody. Have a good Christmas and holiday season.